Hi everybody, and welcome to another episode of Help I'm an Adult podcast. I'm your host Sharon Alfred, and I'm glad you're able to join me today. This is the last Friday of the month of February, which is known as the month of love, and unconsciously I've just realized that I've been doing a series on different relationships in my life, so I guess it's just worked out, and today is no different. I will be delving into my relationship with God and catching you up on where I am, or where I think I am, and where I plan to be and want to go with God. And if this is your first time tuning into this podcast, this is the podcast that goes through life with you as you figure out adulting. But I did take a mini break, like 2 year break at some point, so I've been catching everybody up, but I'm back. And if you've missed any episodes, if you've never listened to it, please feel free to go listen to it. This is not a big production podcast. I'm just your regular girl sharing my actual experience with adopting so far from a, I guess, regular, normal person perspective, not influencer or anything like that. Okay, so let's dive into today's episode. All right, so I've said we're going to be talking about my relationship with God during hiatus till now, and what I hope and what I'm working towards in that aspect of my life. Pre-hiatus, I was very inconsistent with, I guess, my communication with God and my relationship with God. I'd have moments and weeks or a few days of being consistent, and then I'd fall off again, i.e. not read my Bible consistently. I'd pray every day, but I knew, like, my prayers were always somewhat fleeting prayers and all of that. But in that hiatus time as well, before I get into this premise of this as well, my dad's a pastor. I'm a pastor's child. I'm a PK, as people call us. So in that time, my dad actually started a church here in the UK. Yeah, in 2022, our church kickstarted, and we've all been very hands-on and very involved in all of that. And God has really proved himself in our church. And from starting the church, actually, it's having that fellowship and constant fellowship of other Christians around me, like-minded Christians, people who are Bible-believing, Holy Spirit-believing Christians around me, has just really helped with my growth and convictions, and my convictions when it comes to my relationship with God, which I'm very grateful for, honestly. And my church family, I love each and every single one of them so much. Sometimes I think back and I think 2 years ago I didn't even know more than half of these people, and now every week we get to hang out and hear God's word and worship together and fellowship with one another, and all of them are just great people, people who have a heart towards God. And it's made me want to continue to, in my own personal life, grow that relationship with God more and stay consistent with it. And with the church starting, I am now the one of the worship leaders at church. When it started, I was kind of solo in that role, but thank God for the growth he's given to our church. And in being a worship leader, I've realized that it's not all about just on a Sunday morning going up to sing and everything will work itself, and then like going about my life on a weekday, but rather my worship actually is beyond the altar and beyond the sound stage at church. I need to be worshiping God on a daily basis in everything I do, in everything I am, involve God in all of those aspects. I can't just be a Sunday Christian. I need to be a Christian every day, every moment of my life. And that revelation just continued to expand and grow in my mind and in my heart. And I know now I'm in a much better relationship with God, but I'm still not where I would like to be. Procrastination is really one of the things that I struggle with. And sometimes I even catch myself being like, oh, I'll do that later, I'll read my Bible later, and then I don't, and then the guilt kicks in, and you know, the cycle just continues. But I've in the especially in the last like few months now, 6 months, maybe even 8 months, I've tried and I've worked and I'm working to consistently at least read my Bible, definitely pray every single day, and even taking my role as a worship leader a lot more seriously than I did in the beginning. Again, as how I one thing that came to my mind and kind of kickstarted the conviction was, how can I lead God's people and the congregation in church and worship when I can't even lead myself to worship God on a daily basis? And again, worship is not all about singing, but my worship is not just in song, but in my prayer life, in my Bible study life, in my communion with God, in my communion with God. All of that is worship. It's not just the songs we sing, it's everything else. But anyway, those are the things that I've convicted that I've been thinking of and working on when it comes to my Christian life and my spiritual life. And for those of you who might be listening and think, well, I'm not a Christian, so this doesn't really apply to me, I think the lesson that you can learn from this is just the power of consistency and reflection. And from reflecting, I'm able to pinpoint what I need to work on, what I'm giving myself, like not myself props, but being gracious to myself in the sense that I know I'm not where I was a few weeks ago, a few months ago, however duration of time that is. But also letting myself know that I know I can do more and I should do more and I can do better. So even if you're not going to apply this lesson learned into your spiritual life and the spiritual part of your life, but I think this lesson does apply generally in life. Have take time to reflect, take time to sit down and look back and figure out what it is that you've done great and give yourself props for that. But also, what do you need to improve on and how do you need to do that to move forward? I've felt closer to God, basically, by doing all of this. And going forward, I know I need to do a lot more anyway. I need to stay consistent and grow my prayer time and my prayer time, my communion and my communicating with God should be more frequent than it is. Continue to work on being consistent and all of that. So, yeah, that's where I'm at spiritually. That's it for this episode. Just, I'm excited to continue to grow my relationship with God. And like I said, if you're not a Christian or not religious or spiritual in any way, you can apply, just the lesson you can pick up is reflect and stay consistent. And when the conviction hits you, think back and make sure to do better. All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Please feel free to subscribe, like, follow, interact with polls and questions. If you're on Spotify, feel free to ask me any question you want, either via Instagram or you can send me an email. It is helpiamanadult on Instagram. And email is helpiamanadult@gmail.com. So yeah, thank you everybody for listening and I will see you next week. Bye.